This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We try to eat healthy, right? Most of us pay at least passing attention to nutritional values and what the recommended daily allowances are. It takes a little work, a little diligence, but we do it, even though the Food and Drug Administration can make it tricky. According to current FDA guidelines, just for instance, some sugary cereals could be called healthy, but some foods containing nuts can't. Nuts apparently can mean a food is too high in fat to be considered healthy, which is nuts, if you think about it. I am happy to be able to tell you then that the FDA agrees. It released a statement today saying it's reevaluating, quote, regulations concerning nutrient content claims, end of quote, that include the term healthy. Marketplace's Sally Herships reports that government labels like healthy might just need this marketing makeover to keep their public health value.
The past several versions of dietary guidelines have told us to eat foods like nuts and seeds because they're good for us. But those same foods are high in fat, and the FDA's regulations limit how much fat we should eat, which means...
Under the current regulations, you couldn't call an avocado healthy. You couldn't call an almond or a walnut healthy. You couldn't call wild salmon healthy.
Oh, bureaucracy. Dr. David Katz is founder and director of the Yale Griffin Prevention Research Center. He says these regulations are not only at odds with the government's own advice, they're also just wrong. And he says there's another problem.
The regulations that FDA has now not only preclude calling almonds and walnuts and avocados healthy, but they would allow for calling some things that we know to be junk healthy.
Katz says updating the definition of healthy will help consumers to be healthier and businesses to sell healthier food. And the FDA says now seems like a good time to reevaluate. Emily Balsamo is an analyst with the research firm Euromonitor International. But she says even if the FDA does update its definition of healthy,
Americans are overwhelmingly not taking their nutritional wisdom from the government.
She says public distrust of the government's guidance on food has become part of the public consciousness.
Nowadays, when Americans look at an ingredients list and it's, you know, 50 lines long, a red light goes off, and it doesn't matter if it's low in fat or low in calories.
Balsamo says consumers don't trust big businesses either. Big food companies are losing share to smaller ones. So she says the government doesn't just need to update its definition of healthy. It also needs to work on regaining consumer trust. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.